Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. It is 2018, and my coming back to Literotica is long overdue. So I figured I'd come back with a bang. I'm going to be playing a little game for you. I'm going to be rolling some d20s. And if you don't know what a d20 is, you're not a role player, and I can't be your friend. I'm going to be rolling two d20s. This pretty translucent teal one is going to tell me the number of the question I'm going to be answering. I had some questions submitted to me by some of my listeners. And while I'm answering these questions, the other die that I'm going to roll, the sparkly purple and teal one, is going to tell me what action I have to do. See, I made a chart. And the chart tells me what naughty thing I need to do and for how long and that sort of thing while I'm answering the question. So this is Raven Fox's 2018 Truth and Dare. So I'm going to be rolling and answering and doing 18 times. So there's a chance that I could roll these dice 18 times and never get to have an orgasm. And that would be a tragedy, and I would take it as an omen that this year was going to be terrible. So let's hope that doesn't happen. I don't know why my phone just did that. I have it on airplane mode. Anyway, ding-a-ling-a-ling. So I have my timer, and I have my toys, and I have my dice. And, I'm doing 18 rolls, 18 questions, and the 1 through 9 are posted here for your listening enjoyment. And if you would like to hear questions and actions 10 through 18, get in touch with me and I'll tell you how that can happen. But 1 through 9 is for you, my wonderful Literotica audience. So let's do this. Let's see what happens. Okay. Action 14 with question 10. All right. So action 14 is... answer your question with vibrator on nipples for a total of 5 minutes. So this is just going to be a tease, this very first one. And question 10. Okay. So I'm going to turn my vibrator on. And tease myself. Ooh, that's really strong. The question is, if you had to choose... Oh, I got to set the timer. Shoot. I will get this right. I will get this down. If you had to choose between spending the rest of your life as a dom or a sub, which would you choose? And explain. Well, I'm pretty comfortable in both roles, for a few hours. I don't think I would want to be in a lifestyle BDSM relationship. There's nothing wrong with it if that works for you and your partner. I prefer more variety. Speaking of variety, I think I'll go to the other nipple. But, if we're talking lifestyle and I had to choose, I'd have to be a dominatrix. I like being in charge too much to give up that much control. Plus, I really enjoy the idea of sensually dominating someone. I like to do it teasingly and sensually and just to drive them crazy. That's my style. There's lots of different styles. The one thing that I really can't do is be mean to someone. I can't dominate them in a way where I'm calling them worthless or saying their dick is inadequate, because it just doesn't turn me on to do that. If you're familiar with my work, you know that I can't do these unless I'm actually turned on. And if you are new to my work, you will find out that I do not fake orgasms for these audios. I make sure that I am nice and turned on for it. So, I like to dominate in a way that makes people feel good about themselves and teases them and builds that anticipation. And I do like telling people what to do. I like being worshipped. I am the oral sex goddess after all. Oh, fuck. This is making my nipples so sensitive. Already feel myself getting wet. We're just getting started. So, do you want me to dominate you? You want to be on your knees for me? Do you want me to tell you how I want you to lick my pussy? Exactly how to do it? Do you want to beg me? Beg me to let you touch me? Taste me? Beg me to touch you. To let you feel good, to let you come. I love it when you beg. You have to be a good boy. Or a good girl to earn it, earn the right. You have to earn your orgasm by making sure you give me plenty of them. That 5 minutes seemed extraordinarily long. Whew. And I have a little chart here to keep up with which questions I've answered, so I don't answer the same one twice. No one wants to hear the same answer twice. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. Probably a good thing I'm splitting this one up into two halves, because it's going to be lengthy. So I'm going to be answering question 4. Just write that down. And doing 16. Action 16. Scrolling through. Probably should have printed these out, but Action 16. Oh my god. This is unfair. I'm getting all the you're not allowed to come ones first. Answer your question while using your vibrator on your clit, and then spend the rest of the 3 minutes eating pussy. And do not come. Okay. Okay. I'm already wet, so. Three minutes. I'll set the timer. And the question is, what is your favorite sexual fantasy? Ooh, that's very hard to answer because I have a lot of them. Some personal favorites are first time. And as I was talking about in the other question, right before this, sensual femdom. I like that. I have a thing for this, you know, like doctor and patient doing orgasm therapy. Just anything sci-fi, fantasy, nerdy, like Star Trek, Greek and Roman mythology, superheroes, things like that. And now I'm going to eat pussy. I love eating pussy. Maybe I'm your first time, maybe it's the first time a woman's ever eaten your pussy. I'd love to initiate you into that. Get you nice and wet. Stick my tongue inside you. And then finally, kiss that beautiful little clit of yours. Okay, that was only 2 of 18. My goodness. That escalated quickly. I think I'm going to take my panties off. Just to make things easier. I'm wearing, my burgundy negligee, and I had on some matching burgundy panties, and I have on my silky tiger stripe trim robe. It's black with tiger stripe trim. It's my usual uniform for this sort of thing. But the panties got in the way, so they had to go. Whew, okay. Are you having fun yet? Because I am. All right. Question 5. And action 8. Oh my God. Jesus. Answer your question with vibrator on nipples. Alternate for a total of 1 minute. Okay. Let's see what the question is. I might have to do it. I might have to cheat a little bit and do it for longer, because that sounds like fun, teasing myself for even longer. Okay, we're going to do 2 minutes. I think I can answer this question in 2 minutes. This is a fun one. Okay. The question is, if you suddenly woke up with a cock, and I assume that meant of my own rather than sharing the one that was attached to the person next to me, and not a fake one. If I suddenly woke up with an actual cock, what would I do? I'd probably just never leave my house again. I would play with my dick all the time. I love penis. I'm sorry, I do. Pussy's great, don't get me wrong. And I enjoy mine and the pussy of others, but if I had a dick, it's just so easy to play with. It's right there. You know, and I'd see how many times I could come in one day. See how many times I could get close but not come. I guess that would give me a serious case of blue balls after a while. I already really enjoy fucking someone with my strap on, so I can only imagine how much I'd enjoy fucking someone with my very own cock. I would love to do that. I'd love, just, you know, not forever, because I like my pussy. But if I could trade it in for one day to have a cock, I would, I would love to get a blowjob. And just sit around and stroke my dick all day long. When it wasn't being stroked or sucked by somebody else. God, my fucking nipples are so sensitive. Oh. I want to say that was fun, but I want to come. That would be fun. An orgasm would be fun about now. Okay, come on, dice. Mama needs an orgasm. Question 4, I already did. Reroll that die. Question 15. And action 16 again? Damn it! Damn it, damn it, damn it. 3 minutes. Oh my God, that lasts forever. What's the question? This was a terrible idea. Okay. 3 minutes. 3 long minutes. Oh. And I have to confess, I took my panties off this time. After I finished last time. Last time, having the panties on kind of made it so it was a little bit easier to not come, because I didn't have the range of maneuverability. But now, oh, I may have just screwed myself really, really big time. Let's see. Okay, let's do this. Number 15 question is, other than the other taboo films, are there any movies you plan on reviewing? I really enjoyed reviewing a taboo film. It was fun. If I get to the point that I'm efficient, you know, with my time, and I mean, that's the plan for this year and from now on, there's lots of erotica and porn movies that I'd love to review, like, vintage, you know, like more of the taboo films, some retro, which are also like the taboo films, and, vintage and retro the same thing? I don't know, maybe. Maybe some movies that, you'd expect to find, on like the Cinema Snob, who I really like. He's on YouTube, so if you don't know who that is, you should go look him up. I like reviewing because I get to be snarky and make fun of things. And maybe see, be in, I can't talk. I want to come. I can't come though. 16. I hate you, 16. Okay, the movie that I really, really, really want to review next is 50 Shades of Grey. Oh, if I did not have a vibrator on my clit right now, I would be, oh, so turned off by just the thought of this stupid-ass movie. And I absolutely refuse to come while thinking about that movie. I need to come, though. It's so unrealistic. It's nothing like a BDSM relationship. What is that thing where you identify and start to care about your captor? Stockholm Syndrome? That's all she has. He's an abusive ass. I'll just check that one off the list. Never to see 16 again, right, Dice? A little sip of water there. My mouth is dry because the rest of me is not. I have to roll again. Can I just pick one that lets me come? Good grief. You guys want to hear me come, don't you? That's why you came. That's why you showed up. That's why you've got your gorgeous cocks in your hand playing along with me. Your fingers in your cunt. I know I have some lady fans out there. Oh, come on, orgasm. Question 5 I already did. I gotta re-roll that one. Question 15 I already did. Question 12 I have not done, I don't think. Okay. And action... Oh, you fucker. Okay, if it doesn't anymore after this, if I get 16 one more time, I'm re-rolling. This is ridiculous. Jesus Christ. Oh, my dice is stuck. Robe's coming off. It's fucking on fire at this point. Okay, question 12. Set my timer for 3 torturous minutes. The things I do for you guys. Alright. Let's do this. Oh, fuck. Oh, I started to answer it without saying what the question was. What is one fantasy that you can't stop thinking about? That can never happen. Let's see. Well, that's the thing. All of my fantasies can happen. That's called role-playing. And I'm a big fan. But, I guess he meant for real. One of my favorite fantasies that I can never do for real is first-time fantasy. Because first-time, you know, sort of a gentle deflowering by an older, more experienced man who teaches me the ways of love. That's always been a huge favorite of mine, but, you know, I haven't been a virgin in many a decade. And it's not easy to find someone more experienced than me. But it's still, you know, it's a fun, sexy time role play. But I can't do it for real. Some other fantasies that I can't do for real. Of course, my more furry-leaning fantasies. Anthropomorphic critters that look like people that just happen to have tails and tits and nice penises and I can't do that, of course, because they don't exist. But it's a fun fantasy. Zigzag from Sabrina Online. And of course in my Riding Red audio that I did, where I played Little Red Riding Hood. A new take on that. And I got to fuck the wolf. Oh, fuck. I need to come so fucking bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, please. I need to come. I need to come. This is too fucking hard. Oh God. Please. Oh. I need to come so bad. As bad as I want to, I'm not gonna re-roll if I get 16 again, because I know that's why you came. You showed up to hear me be tortured, because you're terrible, mean to me. All right, so this is number 600. All right. question 13. No, I'm sorry, question 11. Have I done question 11?
No.
Oh, if you say 16, I am seriously going to be pissed off. 19. Well, it's different. Question 13 and action 19. Question, oh, I wrote down 11. I'm sorry. Question 11. My brain is turned off. Oh, this is a good question. And action 19. Oh, thank you, Erotica Gods. Answer your question while fucking yourself with the dildo, and then rub your clit until you come while counting. Well, counting is a little bit odd, but we'll see if I can remember how to count. Have to get my dildo nice and wet. Oh, yes. I need this big cock inside me. I don't think I have to time myself on this. Just answer the question, okay? And I have to count after I get done answering the question. Why do I have to count? That was a dumb idea. Question 11. With the recent declassified UFO Department of Defense program, what would your ideal erotic encounter with an alien species be? Oh boy. There are lots of aliens I would love to encounter. like a Na'vi from Avatar. You know, a human-sized Na'vi anyway. If I were a size queen, I might do a Na'vi. A full-size one. And since I'm a Trekkie, there are so many aliens I've considered fucking over the years. Fantasized about fucking. You know, everything from that original green chick, the Orion girl that Kirk made out with. Deanna Troi. From Next Generation. God, she's got the curves to drive you crazy in that fucking accent. T'Pol from Enterprise. Oh, God. Oh, how many times I've gotten off thinking about T'Pol. I would go to town on that Vulcan. And then, you know, Zachary Quinto from the movies that I can't think of the name of right now. But, oh yeah. Gamora. You know, I just want to fuck Zoe Saldana, I guess. But that's okay. I know I'd do Zoe Saldana. The alien I'll most like to encounter and experience would be the Doctor. Especially if you look like David Tennant. He could be in my box. The man in my box, but and you know, mine is smaller on the inside. And I can't think anymore. Oh, Buck.
Oh, I have to count. Fuck. 'Teeth are vibrating. Oh. Oh, that was a good one. I liked number 6. Big fan of number 6. Just threw my chapstick. That's how bad I'm shaking. Oh, and if you happen to hear kind of a glug every once in a while, I assure you that's not my cunt. I have a humidifier, which I have turned off, but apparently it really wants to be on because every once in a while it'll throw out a bubble. Bloop. But I promise it's not coming from me. Whew. Lord have mercy. Okay. Let's move on. Number 7. Question 5? I've done question 5. Getting pussy juice on my dice. Have I done question 8? No, I have not done question 8. Let's see what I rolled on the other one. 4? I haven't done 4 before. Maybe 4 is good. Have a serious doubt that it is good. Oh, it's a challenge. Whew, answer your question while rubbing your clit, no vibrator, come within 3 minutes or not at all. This could go either way, people. Oh, okay, what question? Can't keep it straight. 8, 8, 8. Okay, that's why I write it down. God. What is the most dangerous thing you've ever done? Forgetting to set the timer is dangerous. All right, it's 3 minutes. Most dangerous thing I've ever done during sex. Well, the not very sexy answer would be, you know, drunken, unprotected sex way back in college. I really lucked out. But, you know, I never caught anything, and I was... But it wasn't because I was being careful. I learned that later in life. I've been super careful for the past 20 years or so, though. But anyway, I think the answer that he was looking for is probably the times that I... sex in public, risking getting caught. Maybe the time I ate my girlfriend out on a trampoline, which it might not sound dangerous, but the closer she got, the more she moved, the more she made it bounce. This was the same trampoline that she'd actually bounced me off of a couple of weeks prior. No side nets or anything. We ended up jumping too close together and off I flew. I landed on my hip on some sticks and some tree roots, so, you know, ouch. But, sex on the trampoline. It was injury free, so that's, you know, but it there was an element of danger. And in case you're wondering how old we were when we were jumping on and getting off on this trampoline, we were in high school. I'll just leave it at that. I was an early bloomer, though. And she was so fucking hot. Oh, God. Oh, she had such beautiful breasts. She was tall, big tits, long legs, a very spankable ass. Oh my God, her pussy tasted good. Oh. Damn it. Oh. Ooh. Oh, I didn't make it. Right on to eight. Number eight. Almost halfway through. I hope you guys will join me on the second half. I hope the second half is not quite so frustrating. Okay. Question. Come here. Question four I already did. Haven't done question 17, have I? No, I haven't. Question 17. Oh boy, which is the action? Two? Action number two. Oh, for fuck's sake. Answer your question with vibrator on nipples 3 minutes total. Three minutes is a really long time, in case you're wondering. Try stimulating yourself for 3 minutes and then not let yourself come and tell me how long you think 3 minutes really is. Okay, and then start the timer. Oh, my nipples are so hard. the question. Yes, I'm supposed to answer a question. Describe your perfect mate, male and female. Smart, funny, uninhibited in bed. Sweet, but not, you know, not afraid to stand up to me when necessary. Supportive, loving, attentive, nerdy. As far as physical appearance, I have such a variety that I'm attracted to. For women, I kind of like short brunettes with smallish breasts, curvy asses, pretty eyes. But that's, you know, none of that is a deal breaker. I was just talking about my girlfriend that I was eating out on the trampoline. She was anything but small-breasted. She did have pretty eyes, though. guys, I'm not really into super tall guys, because I'm not very tall, and it can get awkward. I like dark hair, I like dark eyes, wide shoulders, curvy asses. Yeah, I like a nice ass on either gender. I like tattoos. Not such a big fan of piercings. I like scars, especially with an interesting story behind them. I tend to be more attracted to people who are little heavier, maybe, you know, than I am the slender people. But again, not a deal breaker. I just think people are attractive and people are sexy. There's something sexy about everybody. And the thing is, I'm pretty sure I've already found my perfect mate. He's perfect for me, at least. He definitely gets my motor running. And he doesn't torture me like this for 3 minutes with a vibrator on my nipples. Well, I'm sure he would if the opportunity arose, because he could be a tease when he wants to be. Oh God. I can feel the vibration go from my nipples all the way down to my clit. Whew, okay. That was 8. Put those back where they belong. My tits. Realize you can't see what I was doing. Put them back in the little cups of my negligee. Alright. Now, this is the 9th and final roll for you guys. Unless you want to follow me, message me and find out how you can get the second half of the audio. You can send me a message right here from Literotica, or you can email me, ravenfoxaudio@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to tell you how to get the rest of the fun. Let's hope this ends with a bang. I've already answered question 15. So I gotta roll again. Question 19, did I answer? No, that's a good one. Now I gotta see what... this dice has not been doing very nicely for me. Let's see, number 14. Oh. Answer your question with vibrator on nipples for a total of 5 minutes. My nipples are going to fall off, and I want to come. Oh, man. 5 minutes. That's a long time. I hope it's a long answer. I think I can stretch this out. Okay. So, vibrator on. Starting the timer. And the question is, I didn't write it down. Question 19, in action. 14. Just keeping a list. Okay. My question. What Who are the fictional crushes that you'd want to get freaky with? Oh boy. My first ever fictional crush when I was a little Raven Fox. I actually can't remember which one came first, but I remember He-Man, She-Ra, Lion-O. And as I got older, Willow, Spike, Angel from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. A lot of the alien species from Star Trek, like I said. Vulcans and Betazoids. Fictional crushes. Oh, gosh. I wasn't a fan of the Twilight movies by any stretch of the imagination. I haven't even seen them all, but I did force myself to finish the book series because I don't like myself, apparently, because it was terrible. If I had been into it, I would have been Team Jacob. I thought he was pretty sexy. And Edward did nothing for me. Jondalar from the Earth's Children book series by Jean M. Ayel. Well, Isla from that series too. That's the two main characters, really. Jessica Rabbit. I get compared to Jessica Rabbit a lot. I would totally have sex with Jessica Rabbit in real life. Shane from The L Word. Carmen from The L Word. Fictional, I don't know, Greek gods and goddesses, Roman gods and goddesses. I don't know if that counts. Zigzag from Sabrina Online, which I mentioned before. Like I said, I have some furry leanings. Supernatural. I have a lot of the characters from Supernatural. Dean, Sam, Charlie. Oh man, Charlie. Felicia Day. Whew. The Doctor. Oh, yeah. The Doctor in several of his more recent incarnations, especially. Not Capaldi. I'm sorry. I just didn't like him as a doctor, so I wouldn't fuck him. Some of the Avengers. This is hard. Some of the Justice League. Joker. The Joker, just about any non-Leto incarnation. Leto's Joker was just weird and ugly. But, yeah. I might even do Jack Nicholson. I do Cameron Monaghan. I'm not usually into redheaded guys all that much, but there's something about him. Oh, my nipples are sore. So much vibration. Come kiss them for me. Make them better. Joker. Harley Quinn, of course. I'd even do the Margot Robbie incarnation. She's pretty hot. Margot did a decent job of Harley. Mystique. Yeah, I like bad guys, so sue me. It's a long list from comic books and movies. And, yeah, I'd still fuck Lino. Otagro. Just found out recently that Matt Mercer did the voice of Tigra in the reboot. And I'd do Matt Mercer all day long. So, yeah. I'd do Tigra, especially if he was talking to me in Matt Mercer's voice. Oh, thank God. So, okay. That is the end of the Literotica portion of the 2018, Raven Fox's 2018 Truth and Dare. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you are satisfied and happy, because I am not, because I need to come some more. That one time was not enough. I think that my teal and purple swirly dice hate me, because they kept making me not come. Or the die one. But, yeah. So send me a private message here on Literotica. Don't put it in the comments, because I can't answer you in the comments. It's against the rules of Literotica. So you have to send me a message, or you have to send me an email. You can find me on social media, although I'm terrible about answering messages on social media, so that's probably not the better way. Literotica and email. Definitely the best way to get a hold of me. And look for more of my work here on Literotica coming soon, because I intend to submit a lot more this year. That's my intention. I'm putting it out there into the universe, giving it energy, hoping that you will encourage me. Tell me how much you enjoy what I do. I love hearing from my fans. So yeah, that's it. That's the end of this one. And now I have 9 more rolls to make. Hope to see you there. Bye, baby.
Bad girls need love too. You know, bad girls need love too.